Liebe Hörer, liebe Hörerinnen von Radio Proton, ich begrüße Sie heute zu einer neuen Folge in der Sendereihe Yoga und Ayurveda, die Heilswege Indiens. In den vergangenen Monaten hatten wir die Gelegenheit, den bekannten und etablierten Yogameister Yogiraj Shivendranath aus Indien, der in Hohenems lebt und hier sehr erfolgreich ein Yoga-Institut betreibt, zu unterschiedlichen Fragen des menschlichen Lebens, der menschlichen Gesellschaft und der menschlichen Existenz an sich zu befragen. Auch heute hat sich der große Meister Yogiraj Shivendranath bereit erklärt, einige Fragen zu beantworten, den Menschen in unserem Lande einige gute Ratschläge zu geben. Ich befinde mich im Augenblick in Hohenems, im genannten Yoga-Institut, und wir werden in Kürze das Interview mit Shivendranath eröffnen.
Ah.
Good afternoon, Yogiraj Vendranath.
Good afternoon.
Today I came again to talk with you about so many subjects, especially you are always looking the development of the society, what is running there, what kinds of problem is there. You are always looking these things with the eyes of the one very high yogi. Now I like to ask you the first question, which also is little actual. It is the Fußball World Mastership, which is running nowadays in Africa.
Yeah.
The full Western world is looking. Africa is presenting himself very modern, very fast. And I like to know little about your opinion from the Africa, the relation Europe and Africa. Maybe you can also give some comment about the help of development. This is meaningful to help the Africans from the Europe, because nowadays we are facing much problem with the refugees from Africa. And I like you are talking little about this Fußball World Mastership, little about the developing help and the situation of the black people, the refugees, which is coming in Europe.
Yeah. This is one great question, I can say you. Because the football, soccer, is world famous game. Since hundreds of years, the people, they like to play the football, especially in Africa also. And the African people, they are also much playing football in the Europe, in the team, in the club. And this is very great help for the Africa when they are giving chance to have their World Cup. And this is one of the best steps from the Western world to give the chance for the African. They can make progress of them life. Because since hundred or thousand of years, they are living very poor life, hard life. They have not very high technologies, and the land is very fertilized, very rich, and the life there is very rich. The growing all kinds of animals, every kinds of plants, and this is, the Africa is the biggest forest in the world, and it's famous, it's well known. And I can say this begin to help the Africa, they can come to make progress of them life in all ways, industrial ways, agriculture especially is very great agricultural land. And there is so many big lakes to make canal systems and to grow something in the land where is no water. I'm very happy the Western world, they make these great games in Africa, and I hope in the future they can make the next Olympic also there.
In Africa?
In Africa, especially. Because African people, they are not so bad. Only the badness is coming when some people, they are fanatical, they are too much related with the religions, too much related with the corruptions, war. The European has ability to make them able, they can work hard because they have very hard life and they can progress the country, and this is good chance for the Europe, then they cannot escape from their country, because there they have no job, they have less food, they have not very good living life. And when you are traveling the Africa, there is so much kinds of sickness, so much kinds of suffering people, they have not full food, but the statures of them is very good, and they are well known, they are good in the athletics, they are good in the running, they are good in the spirit of power of men.
The black power, yes, black is power. There, yes, you yes. are right.
And so this is, we have all who are the rich countries who are able to help to Africa. This is the great opportunity, because Africa can feed especially the agricultural food for the whole world. This I believe.
The land has these sources.
Yes, the sources, because he is the jungle land. And where is the jungle land in India? There is some farmer sitting, there is don't need any fertilizers, artificial. And because there is much, the soil is much rich.
This is Africa, is very rich, is well known.
Very rich land. Even they can grow, when they have water in the desert, they can grow the plant like the growing in India, in Rajasthan. Because the soil is very rich in this land, because of the power of the sun. And the sun power is sitting in the soil. And for this reason, you are making very good questions. The, nowadays, the Africa in front of the people and the whole universal people and all rich countries who want to spend the money to help somebody, they can help these kinds of people who are really suffering. And they are the poorest people, which we know in Africa. Otherwise, they cannot escape from their country.
Yes, and in the TV, we are looking so many times.
Yes, they have no good marketing system. They have no any kinds of houses very good. You can go in the village and countryside. They are very poor. But they are facing this, and they are so hard, and they have a smile in the face. They are not sad. So to help these people, this is the great, great job.
The development which the West is doing, how this has to look according of your opinion?
My opinion, the Africa is a very natural country. And the people also, most of them thinking is very natural. According of their mentality, they have to not destroy this country with the artificial progress. They have to make their agricultures, especially, and to grow some animals, because this is very great country to grow their animals and to save the wildlife there. And this is very necessary in Africa. To help them, they can become, every family has to become independent. They can feed them family, then they cannot escape. And there is not to make the tax system like in the West. They have to make the all small market people who can sell without any tax in the market product, like the Indian they are doing, the small farmers. They have no pressure from the government, no pressure from the any other rich people and mafia, and they are living very well. So for this reason, only in India who are escaping, they are the rich and learned people. And they are going to America and Canada, who has much money. And they are buying their house and land and so many things. So the normal people, they are not escaping from the India. They are living their life. And I can say in Africa, the normal people, they are escaping, very poor people. And the rich and the corrupt people also there. And this corruption also has to be to out from the Africa, good government, and they can come together with one union. All African countries, without any kinds of fanatical thinking. They have to come secular and to grow their country very good. And then everybody can like them. And they have the Europe and the other Western countries, they have to make good relationship with Africa. Like the African people, they are now established in America. So this is also possible in Africa when the help is going from West, especially from the Europe. The African people very fast, within 20 years, you can see they are very in the top.
In the top. The black people, yes, is possible. This is also my opinion.
And this is good beginning. The West is making this World Cup football competitions in Africa.
South Africa.
Yes, yeah. You can say Africa, because Africa is Africa. And there is, they have so many small countries is there also. But this is the huge land. And they have to make the, so many games there, because they are very able to do so much things. And when there is no money, they cannot do anything.
But let me say some words about our opinion, about our thinking from the Africa. Because in our society, the people, they are looking the TV, they are looking the papers, newspapers, the all information which is came in the flow of the years. So our thinking about Africa, Africa is very huge. Africa has so many sources, but is very wild land. And there is much wildlife. But especially, as we know, the people is always growing very, very, very fast and too much, especially in the very poor inside.
Because they have life energy here.
And the African, as we know from the media, they are much worried. They have always fight, revolution, the Hutu is killing the Tutsis, it's happened so many war in the Tanzania, Kenya, and Eritrea, Somalia. There is also religious war. There is sitting this terrible Muslim concept. And they are very worried, and they are fighting, and they are quite cruel. There is so many reports came here. And why is this cruelness? Why is this war? Because of the poorness. Because it's the disbalance.
Yes, you're right.
And this to change with the help of the West is the only way.
Yes. Not with the help of the religion, not with the help of any kind of fanatical thinking. They have to come there secular, and they have to think their old time there is no religion. They have only some other kinds of belief, native belief. They are mostly native. Yeah, and they have to think this about.
Thousands of kinds of races is
there. Races is there.
With their own small culture concept.
Culture concept.
They are the natives in Africa, they are living much in the near of the nature.
Nature, yes.
They know how to take the food from the rainforest or in the Serengeti, how to go for hunting. And they are living since thousands of years. But it's changed. They also, it's unbelievable what I seen in the TV, they have the very modern cities.
Yes.
Also there.
There is growing modern cities.
And modernity
slowly,
is also
modernity
growing.
Modernity is growing, but too much modernity is also not good. Everything has to be in the balance.
I want to keep this for my next question. So we will see what is coming in the future also for Africa. And it looks definitely very good, because this land is too rich, and there is the sun is always there. And now the Western people, they are also looking to go in Africa more as a tourist.
And Africa has also to accept them.
It's also important.
Very important. It's very important.
Yes.
Yes. It's most important than to help them. They cannot do with the help anything. The Western people has to go there to teach them. Agriculture to teach them. How to care the plant. How to care from the insect. How to make the soil. How to make the agriculture varieties. And this all kinds of farming systems to take from the West. Take from the country like India. They have very high crops. Yes. Like where is growing good from thousands of years. They are dependent only with the farming, the India. They have nothing old time. Is very rich land in the farm. And like this farming things, when it's grown in Africa, they become very rich and very healthy life.
As is happened in America, the black people in America, there nowadays they are established.
And
they are
there
strong.
One opportunity is very great They have so many kinds of healing plants, and they have possibility the West to make the natural healing medicines is also there. Like India have very high medicine, Ayurveda. And these chemicalized things is not necessary to spread too much to Africa, because this cannot give anything. The surgical system is okay, but this all chemical kinds of extract which they are feeding for people, they have very big side effect which we are looking in the West. We know this. And this is also very necessary to keep this land in the natural way.
You are right. I think I have the same opinion.
And not to give for the people the governmental tax to too much price. This is only for the rich people.
But as I seen in the Africa especially, in the so many state, nation inside, they prefer to have some dictators, some leaders. They are not cooked enough. They are not ripened enough to have this democratic thinking.
No, this is possible to make.
Slowly, slowly.
These people who are these kinds of people who have not this idea, old time the English people they took from India, the politicians who are now ruling the India, and they are running this in the England, the all systems, and the same system is running in India. So these kinds of people who are dictators, who are in the politics, they have to come in the Europe and to learn some things and to come together and to divide the Africa. This is not very good, and to rule the people with the dictatorship, this is not the way. The democracy has to be there, but it has to be very neutral, not corrupt.
Huge project.
Yes.
Huge project.
India has democracy, but there is 80% people, they are also corrupt. 80% politicians. I cannot say all.
Yes. But corruption is...
Yeah, when they came in the politics, they have nothing. Now they have everywhere buildings, properties, and they are not making their own name. They are making with the relative names. Yes. So this kinds of thing is not good to make this kinds of system in Africa. Yes, this has to be very good systems, which is very neutral and fruitful for everybody.
So the help from the Europe is good?
Good, good.
The
good,
knowledge
good,
has to be good.
Because the Europe has much experience about life.
All kinds of things.
Yes. Now they came like a European Union together. Even is hard, because in the European Union some land is very poor, some is very rich. So is now Euro is also disbalanced. Yes.
Yes, this is very actual political subject.
Subject.
But the politics is giving the way for the future.
But
also.
Politics has to be very clean.
You are right, but it's not.
It's not, yes.
So we cannot do so much to change this.
But I can say you, the football World Cup in Africa, this is the great help for the African nation.
Only one hour of this pure love. इस दुनिया में आए हो तो एक दूजे से
So I like to change a little the subject, yes, and please. We are looking our own land. We are looking our own actual situation. The Europe, especially Austria, as a member of Europe, we are in a very high developed civilization inside, very high developed in the technical field, very high developed in the electronic field, very high developed in the Science,
machinery, technology,
yes,
computer, and everything, yes.
And I'm thinking, when we are comparing the simple natural life of the simple people, who is old civilization from the native in Africa, in America,
and anywhere, that,
yes. And we are comparing, then we can think, this old native civilization is running for thousands of years,
yes,
like it's happened in the past here in the Stone Age. And
yes.
So the old culture is,
yes,
running so very long time.
Very good. question.
But our culture, our so modern culture, here there is running too much sickness, too much weakness.
Yes, too much frustration.
Frustration, depression.
Depression and pressure. Yes. This is a very good question.
And I'm thinking, what is the good way? Because we are so high developed and we are flying in the sky and we are thinking this is all great. But when we are looking more near this society, then we can see we are really all crank.
Yes.
So this is not really very good. High civilization.
No.
When there is only the sickness and the disturbance and the suffer from the people.
Listen, I can give the answer for this. When some knowledge, technology is too much civilized, too much high, he can give his reaction. And his reaction is coming direct. So too much comfortable life, he has always connection with the doctor. Because he has no connection with the nature. He's not doing any hard work. Maybe some, they are doing some sports. And this kind of comfortable, luxury life, very, very much lollipop life, this is never can heal and to give pleasure for the people to live very happy. Never. The life has to be hard. If life is not in the balance, in heart, always the people can live only luxury life, comfortable life, very much in the money and always living in the mind, no connection with the nature, not doing any kinds of physical work in the natures. So they are become crank, sure. And too much load of the life, economical load, also not good for the people who are normal. And second thing, this development of the all kinds of high science, technology, it has to be in the balance and to use in the natural way and not to depend with this all.
Yes, we are depending.
Yes, when the people can depend with this, then sure, very fast, this kinds of development, this kinds of progress is going for collapse. And the people become ill.
Yeah. You see, by my own experience, I can say in between 20 to 30 years, the face of our Austria, of the Vorarlberg, is changed totally.
Richtig.
In my young time, there is running the family life more, and there is not so much friction and problem in the family inside. We are looking the mother as the mother, father is working, and there is running with a little better rhythm. And this is not only my opinion, I'm talking so many people, they are telling the same.
Yeah.
But nowadays, and this is came very fast, I can say in between 20 years, but very fast in between 10 years.
10 years.
The divorce in Vorarlberg, is 52%. 52% is the people, the couple who is coming together, they are going for divorce, is 52%. And rest means 48%. We don't know why they are not going for the divorce. There has other reason. But this is the problem. The relation is disturbed. The family is disturbed. The children, they have not good father, mother. They have not. They are alone. There is so much problems from the family. And then this movement is going on. And this is running. So
I can say for this very small things, the family who are living in India, they are always dependent with the old people, with the concept of the family. They are never destroying them relations. And there also in the modern cities, there is also started now very fast divorce. Because when the man and woman, they are not dependent with each other and they are independent with the economical way, very fast they have fractions. There is the fraction is coming not only with the some good things and bad things. Their distraction is mostly is coming because the ego inside of them.
Which is making problems.
And this is very much in the West.
I have one very actual case. I have one very actual experience. One my friend, he was in the marriage, 20 years in the marriage. And he's always telling, I have very good wife and I'm very happy. Now, some days ago, I met him and he told me I'm in the divorce. I told him I cannot understand this because you are always telling you have so very good wife and everything is all running good and you have children and you are all happy. And then he told me something which I want to tell in the radio, which is giving me very much sadness and which is the very terrible. He told me, I lost my job, and then my wife is told, you are not fitting with my status. And I'm asking him very deep question, and I would like to ask this question also for this woman. The only reason to be together is the love. And when this is not there, then everything is false and lie. And when they are in the marriage, when they are living together 10 years, 20 years, they have children together.
Yeah.
One woman is telling, you have to escape because you are not in my status.
Yes.
Then this is a very sad.
This is sadness because the woman I seen, according to my experience, they have much ego here. And they are too much made by the law independent. When they are not dependent with the man, very fast they are out. I'm very sorry to tell this. This is always everywhere. Not only in the Europe, this become in the any country inside. When somebody is not dependent with the family, and then they are thinking they are the best. And who is thinking he is the best, he is the worst. Because he is not best in the thinking. He is only thinking the ego. The status is nothing there. There has to be relations.
Relation, yes.
And when you are coming together, you are making children, and then at last you are going for divorce because of the economy, because of the job, because of the little fractions, little things. And this is, they are not, good in the mind. They have no heart, they have not
very
crazy
sad.
Mind, they are totally crank in the mind.
Yeah.
Without thinking, one man can lose his job anytime and he can get again.
Right.
Because the man, he has so much ability.
And the love and the family, yes. Is there something more high than any
that
job?
That means this woman which you are telling, she is crunk in the mind, and who is giving the doctorate certificate, I cannot think this and this kinds of case inside. One man 20 years is living with one woman. They have to live full life because they have to care their children and to make good relation. They can also keep good family in their futures. When there is fraction in the family and man and woman, and this effect is going in the children.
Right.
This region, Indian old people, they are keeping the family in the proper.
Because they have experience.
They have very old culture. This.
Yeah. You see, I did some studies also in this cultural human science, and the scientist is told the best concept for the human being is the big family.
Yes.
Means when the different generation is living together.
Yes, together.
And when the young, they have to care the oldest.
We have this in India.
It's the best system.
Yes, best system.
Because it's fitting best with the mind and the soul of the person.
You are right, Riktig.
But this is lost in our land.
Because of the too much freedom. Anywhere is too much things. And then some fraction is coming there. This is very simple to understand.
You are telling too much freedom, but
too much freedom is not good.
Freedom is freedom.
In the relation of the family, the too it's much not. Freedom is not good.
There has to be compromise.
Yes. Even I have no children. I have one boy, he like my adopted children. Still he's making contact with me because he has no father. And he wants my shadow. Because this is the tradition. He is the high manager of the bank. But he wants the relation with me.
His has to be.
Yeah, his has to be.
Also convinced the son or daughter, the child, they need good father. They
good
need
father, good mother. Shadow of the man. Without shadow of the man, the family life cannot run. When woman is become in charge in the family, then this family very fast can go for destroy. This I can write down. One old, my grandmother, very old, when he was grandmother, 90 years, he told in the family, never forget, always need the shadow of the man. Then family can keep very proper.
But also we have to say, when there is coming so much friction, when there is coming so much divorce, so much problem, then this is not only the fault of the woman.
No, this is fault of the...
The man is also doing so many mistakes.
There is some discipline is very necessary.
Yeah.
Means family discipline. The on family relations has to be genetically, how much the family member and then uncle and other relatives, they all are together. Then the family is running very proper.
Also very interesting subject. And also important to talk about this in this situation. Because this is giving the future. Our daily life.
Daily life.
When I have to come again in the body, my soul is going again in the body, I wish I have good situation.
Yes.
I wish there is good family.
Yes.
I wish my mother is in love with my father.
Yes.
And my father is in the love with my mother. Then I can
this
grow
has
proper.
To be. This has to
yes.
be.
Yes. So it's very important we have to talk about this. And there is so much sadness and disturbance.
Because
the love is gone.
System of the family in the West is destroyed with the ego of the man and woman. Mostly this problem is coming, as I seen, most is coming from the woman. And then sometime from the man. Also, there is with two hands is clapping. And biggest problem is coming when man has no job.
Yes, when they are lost their job.
Yes.
Which is can happen very fast.
Very fast.
You see, I'm working in this field inside. I'm giving training for the unemployed people. And I know the system. This is nothing. Somebody is losing his job, then he's losing. Tomorrow he can work. When he has no work, then he can take the money from the government. It's
yes.
very simple. I'm
this
telling.
Is government.
Everybody has right for the life.
Yes.
But when the woman who is telling I'm in the love, who is telling yes in the marriage, is kicking out because of no job, this is not love.
This is not
they are living in the lie.
Lie life.
From the first very moment.
And this is running like this.
So now we are changing the subject.
Sun, we could pull the chain and love it. Such a
Please. There is some question more which I like to ask for you.
Please.
Especially, again, I want to look the old culture of the human being. I'm very much fascinated with this, and I'm always thinking how we can live in the good way, how we can live the good atmosphere inside, how we can develop our life inside and outside. And then I'm comparing, I'm looking some old culture, especially you can see in the TV when they are presenting some native in the forest of South America or in the Africa, or also the Red Indians, who is always like to live independent. Mm-hmm. Then you are looking them, and then you are looking them face, you can see they are smiley, they are very strong, yes. They are moving. And then I want to know this old form, this old culture, this natural culture. What is there he can run? How to organize? How to give them structure?
Because this is already slowly, slowly this artificial living. All kinds of science, all kinds of technology, all kinds of unnatural things, they are destroying this all. And they are clever, the Red Indians especially, who are not mixed too much.
They are totally not mixed.
Yes.
I was in America. I'm visiting some places.
Yes.
They told me, we are not interested to talk with the white skin.
Yes.
Because you are only giving disturbance and problem to us. I heard this with my own ears, so I'm right to tell this in the radio.
Yes, because
also.
This is the life of the West. Maybe it's very rich. It looks very glamour. But this glamour inside, so much kind of problem is running. And when some people, they are living in the natural, native and life, they have very simple rhythm in the life. They are not thinking too much. They have not too much pressure. They are not dependent with the government. They are independent.
They feel the freedom inside.
Yes, and these kinds of this Western high living, luxury life, glamours, artificial things is going in India also. So the life is also there, especially in the city, is changed. But the countryside is the same. Old culture is sitting there. They are living, just living. So this all kinds of TV, mobiles, and so many kinds of artificial things, so many kinds of luxury things, glass house, comfortable things. This
plastic.
This is, you can say this is no life. This is no life.
And they have not their own opinion.
Yes.
You see, it's very typical for the normal modern life here in our society. The people, mostly they are believing what the TV is telling.
Yeah, this TV is not.
And then they are looking, they are telling what kinds of clothes you have to wear, what kinds of shoes, what kind of brand you have to wear.
This is the biggest fault of the media, who is giving too much advertisement about this dust which they are producing.
Yes.
Understand? We need very limited things for life, very limited. And so many artificial things, when we are taking this and giving for our children, and they become artificial.
This is running much here, yes.
Yes. And so the system has to make in the balance this whole thing. To use this, all things in the natural way, I can say, at last. Yes.
It's the best solution.
That is the best solution.
I hope this is coming again. Because nowadays, I am also looking deeply the society. Especially, I'm not only looking with my eyes and my mind, I'm also looking with my heart. Very sensitive. And I can say you, Nachi, friendship is not there. Trust is not there.
There is some things.
But very less.
Who is the good person? He has. You can say a lot to say, this is all gone. Because anyway, the nature of the human, the reality of the nature of the human is there. But they are depressed. He's totally closed. For this reason, very less people, they are very friendly, very good friends, good helper. Less per there is. Otherwise, the most people, they are living only with the wishes. They have profit from this man, the woman can go for married. The woman is beautiful, and then the man can go for married with her, to go for love. But there is only, they are not living with the love, they are living with the wishes, demand. And this is the reality nowadays. But there are people also very good, very helpful, very friendly, and there is also no friend.
Yeah.
You can't believe.
So I hope they can come together and is coming better. They have to think this. Because when you are always running in this fast and depressed and aggressive society inside, what you can do? You can go out.
No,
you can fly in the moon. I have no rocket to go in the moon.
The society totally has to be changed and to learn from the other society who is living very happily and to put this them on family inside. Then the family can run very well. Because anyway, everybody want to live in the family life. But there is too much wishes, too much demand, too much ego, too much lust in the mind. So there is future is coming so much kinds of problems. And then relation can go for destroy. So as a simple you are living, less wishes, less demand, what you need, then you can live the life very well.
So it's a very good discussion we have. I think we can stop this and we can make next time again the interview. Today our talk came very emotional. I'm not thinking too much what to ask for you. But there is one message which we like to give for the people. And this message is the love at last.
Yes. When there is no love, there is no life. But there is only demand, then there is no love.
We have to find back to our heart.
Yes. The people has to believe in the heart, not in the wishes and in the mind. What is telling mind, they are doing these kinds of things. So much people, they are disturbed. So much people, they are mentally...
Drugs.
They are taking drugs.
Medicines.
Yeah, medicines and this. And then they are in the Falzuna, mental hospital. So this is not a solution. One young man is sitting in the Falzuna. You can't see any native is sitting in the Falzuna.
Never. It's not possible.
No. We have 2 years before, we have no any mental hospital in our land.
You are right. I think there is one connection in between this Valduna and the big car in the street.
Yeah.
So much noise. They are giving so much gas.
Yes.
They are never in the balance.
No.
And it's rising.
As fast is life, that much is problem in there. You see the rhythm of the African native people. Very slow.
Yeah.
You can see the countryside, the people they are working in India. Very slow.
This I seen. Yes, they are very slow. And this is very, very beautiful. They are walking. The vibration in India, not in the city, as I seen in the landscape, is like one elephant is walking.
Yes.
Very slow.
Yes.
And this is very wonderful.
Because they are not in the hunting system.
No.
Running to job, money to earn. And this is only you can look in the big city like Bombay, Delhi and New York or other places who has the artificial life. And same is here. I have to go for job. I have to go for home. I have to go for the club. I have to go for casino. I have to go for this. I have to go for that. Life is, when you are giving too much spirit for the life, then it's disturbed.
Then it's burning.
There is nothing escaping anything. You have to have a rhythm in the life.
I can say you are right because I know.
This is also one therapy in the yoga way. To live in the balance and not to give too much pressure for the life, he can run.
Too fast, yes.
You are not getting here anything and you are not losing here.
You see, my personal experience in my young time, and I can look this nowadays also with the young and also the people, they are running, always they are running, they are running, running, running. They are running in their spare time also, and they have not possibility to sit and to become calm and silent.
Yeah, this is the system is made.
Because when you are always running outside, when you are always running outside in this world, then the full inner concept is also running.
This, yes, Full energy is running.
But this is not alive.
Then it's, he's inside, then it's empty.
Yes, empty.
Yes.
Completely empty. Anyway, it's good we are talking about this. It's good some people can hear this. They can think about this. They can maybe also change. Anyway, by the mineral concept, this is my conviction. Everybody knows this.
Yes, everybody.
They have no time to think about this.
They have to search themselves, the inner natural concept. Right. Because they are living what is coming in the TV, what they are hearing in the casino, in the movies, in the market, and from hearing from other people problems and this and that. And they are believing this. They are not searching themselves.
The ear is always open outside.
Yes.
What is new,
yeah.
What is there.
And
terrible.
They are not thinking this is coming some dust inside.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, I can say thank you, Nachi.
You are most welcome. Thank you for the listeners also.
Und auch ich bedanke mich bei allen Hörerinnen und Hörern, dass sie uns wieder Zeit geben, Interesse an unserer Sendung haben. Ich freue mich auf die kommende Woche, eine neue Sendung in unserer Reihe Yoga und Ayurveda. Und ich wünsche allen Hörerinnen und Hörern noch eine angenehme Zeit. Auf Wiederhören!